So are you used to writing 2015 on your checks yet? Fred, how you doing? Welcome to Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, January the 4th, 2015. Boy, that just sounds weird just saying it. Welcome to Sunday Worship. So good to be spending some time with you. My name is Joey Kroll. Now, if you're not too familiar with the program, we feature scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And each and every program, we try to have a main theme, main focus that we talk about throughout the program. And today we're talking about our constant companion. You know, when loneliness comes, just remember of the one who lives within you, friend. He loves you so much, and his love will never falter, because it's not based on how good you are, but upon his nature. You belong to God, who is your constant companion, and he will always be there for you. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be talking about that today, our constant companion, on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When he rose up his thieves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
We're celebrating and lifting up the cornerstone of our salvation, and that is Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on this Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're talking about our constant companion. You know, one way to encourage yourself when feeling low is to think of all the adversities that might have been. Think about that. We all experience negative events in our life, but we have been spared from many more. Perhaps we didn't make some dumb decision we were contemplating, or maybe we were spared the consequences of some decisions we did make. Praise the Lord for his mercy. Amen. In other words, things could have been worse. You know, the Bible tells how God kept the Israelites from encountering the warlike Philistines when they left their slavery in Egypt, protection they were unaware of at the time. And every day we should be grateful to God for how he protects us, celebrating our constant companion on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Right, you're listening to Sunday Worship right here on this Sunday, January the 4th, 2015. Got to get used to saying that, of course. So how's the new year working out for you? You keeping that New Year's resolution? For some of us, we'll be like, oh yeah, that thing. Well, I pray that you are. I pray that you're staying consistent with whatever that is. Hey, today we're talking about our constant companion. You know, I've heard it said that a true friend is one who laughs at your stories when they are not so good and sympathizes with your troubles even when they're not so bad. According to the book of Proverbs, there is another thing a friend does. A true friend sticks closer than a brother. Your brother may live for you, but your friend will die for you. You know, Jesus called his disciples his friends and said that the greatest love a person can have is to lay down one's life for his friends. And that's exactly what Jesus did. By his death, Jesus invites you to be his friend. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, January the 4th, 2015. It's Joey with you. And the famous radio comedian Fred Allen provided a good definition of a celebrity. He says, a celebrity is someone who works hard to become instantly recognized by everyone and then wears dark sunglasses so as not to be recognized by anyone. Well, celebrities, though, friend, aren't the only people who take seriously the question of being known. Jesus Christ said that one day he would say to some people, I never knew you. Depart from me. I don't know about you, but that's just a scary passage. You know, it's nice to be known by other people, but eternally more important to be known by Jesus Christ. If you don't know him, friend, today is the day that can change. Call 1-888-NEED-HIM to find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus. 1-888-NEED-HIM.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son and make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss! The Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Here, of course, on this Sunday, it's Joey with you. I'd love to hear from you if you have a song request, maybe a prayer request, comment, or you just want to say, hey, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org, or you can just drop me a line the old-fashioned way. I love opening up letters. Joey Kroll, Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Would love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. That's coming up bright and early, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.